From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Tom Baudet, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now it's time for the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Jonathan from Germantown, Maryland.
Hey, Jonathan. How are things in Germantown?
Things are great, Peter.
I'm glad to hear. I've always wondered about Germantown. Are there a lot of Germans there?
There were, but we got rid of them.
I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Jonathan. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here is your first limerick.
No more than two times a week, girl. It's the lead levels that make you hurl. They store more than nuts in their round rodent guts. So be careful when eating a...
squirrel.
Exactly right. People of New Jersey, put down your forks and back away from the squirrel. The New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services has issued its first ever squirrel consumption advisory. Squirrels in one particular area have taken to living near, yes, a toxic waste dump, and have become contaminated and are therefore unsafe to eat. So the giant glowing squirrels now brazenly stalk the malls of New Jersey, flaunting their succulent flanks at hungry residents without fear. All right, let's hear your next limerick.
No, the vice squad will not be patrolling, but no bare feet, you need leather soling. Throw balls down our lanes, wearing less than your Hanes. No, there's nothing wrong with some nude...
bowling?
Yes, very good. When police in Bangor, Maine were called to investigate reports of nude bowling at the Old Town Bowling Center, naturally they hurried over to investigate. The verdict, not true, not true at all. These people, they're wearing bowling shoes. A group called the Bare Naked Mainers booked the bowling alley for a private party, but apparently some nosy parker barged in anyway and called the cops. The owner didn't mind. The owner was very happy with these people. He said, quote, "These people are the cleanest people that you've ever met in your life. I wish every group was this clean."
You'd hope so with those plastic chairs, you know, they've got...
They did. They, by the way, they brought their own towels. This is apparently part... We've learned this by doing the show. This is nudist. You know, common courtesy, you bring a towel. You put it down. You sit on the towel.
There's actually rules for this.
There is. Yeah. What's interesting is that there was, on the news article that we found this on the internet, there was a lot of commentary, there was a lot of debate in the Maine community about the propriety of nude bowling, and there were some people up there in New England very opposed. One person said, "Why, this is just pornography with bowling balls."
And a new website is launched.
I know. Well, somebody wrote back and said, "Hey, if you'd like to see some pornography with bowling balls, check this link." All right. Here is your last limerick.
Grit is biodegradable, cheap, and with sticky goo it tends to keep. But the sweet mixed with salt gives the flocks cause to halt. Now the roads are blocked by licking.
I really want to say sheep.
Why don't you?
Okay.
Yes, sheep, very good.
Sheep?
So this town in North Wales had this problem. They put rock salt on their roads, and it would wash off before it could do any good. So they said, we got a great idea. We'll coat it in molasses, a new process. The molasses will make it sticky. And then hordes of molasses-addicted sheep started attacking the roadways like an alcoholic at happy hour, licking up all the salt. One resident said, quote, "They converge in their hundreds onto the roads to lick the free meal provided by the council. The sheep quickly become intoxicated and addicted to the new sweet-tasting salt." The local council did intervene. They changed the formula. The sheep, you'll be happy to know, are now all in recovery, where they have all turned their lives over to a higher power, usually a border collie.
I just see these temporary signs they must have had to put up. You know, the beware licking sheep.
Or stop licking sheep.
Carl, how did Jonathan do in our quiz?
Jonathan was perfect. Three correct answers. And Jonathan, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I look forward to it.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.